Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. Tonight's episode is entitled, Unforgiveness Will Set Your Life on Fire. Get Healed Today. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 21. Now, before we go to our passage, I think we have a caller. And so we're going to go to this caller and see what he or she has to say. Good evening. Welcome to A Sound Heart. Hello? Hello? Good evening and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio.
Yes, good evening. I'm just stopping for the moment. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm just listening for the moment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, one of the most extraordinary doctrines that we have in the Word of God is the doctrine of forgiveness. We know that through the finished work of Christ, you and I have been forgiven by God for our sin. We read about this in Ephesians chapter 1. And so, Jesus, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, addresses the topic of forgiveness and what it means. So, he gives, through a parable, a very powerful understanding of what forgiveness means. Beginning in verse 21, we read, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents, or the equivalent of $10 million. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. But then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest, or the equivalent of $20. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. This is a very, very important verse. So when his fellow servant saw or observed what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee. And his Lord was wroth or angry and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. And then Jesus states in verse 35, listen carefully, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. So, in essence, we learn from this very important passage the importance of forgiveness. The Greek word is aphēme, which means to send off from one. And so, in essence, forgiveness is to release another from a debt that is impossible to repay. And has not God done this for us? He has forgiven us for our sin. Therefore, he has released us from a debt that is impossible to repay. Unfortunately, there are individuals who withhold forgiveness because they feel that they have suffered an injustice or a wrong, and therefore they are unable to release the individual under whom they have received this injustice or wrong. And so by withholding forgiveness from that individual or group of individuals, this person does not realize, this is counterintuitive, that individual is harming himself or herself by not forgiving. Now, there are numerous articles in different health journals and different journals on psychology, psychotherapy, psychiatry, etc. Even the Stanford University has what they call the Forgiveness Project. Please reference that and go online to the Stanford Forgiveness Project and read some of the research into this very important area of forgiveness. Now, Jesus states very emphatically the torment of the individual who does not forgive. Here's what happens. The person who does not forgive does not realize that, according to verse 30, if they have imprisoned someone in unforgiveness, in their prison of unforgiveness, they join that person in that prison of unforgiveness. See, unforgiveness does not set us free. Unforgiveness imprisons us or binds us to that party that we have not forgiven. The party that we have not forgiven controls us, dominates our lives, dominates our hearts. Now you might say, well, you don't know what happened to me or what was done to me. You don't know what was taken from me. And therefore, this is the only way that I know how to fight back and to get my revenge on that one who harmed me to my core. Now, I've worked with wonderful individuals over the years who had been victims of childhood sexual abuse, who felt this way. Even though they could not control what happened to them at a specific time in their lives, when they got older, they felt that they were somehow responsible for what happened to them, and they were not. And so they felt unable to forgive themselves, or they felt shame to it, and the shame shaped the core of their self-identity. I want to let you know that there is release from this type of pain through Christ. And the way to get to forgiveness is to release, so that you can be at peace and so that your heart can begin to heal. And the wound that you suffered when you were a child is still in the present tense. You need the love of God around that wound so that it can begin to heal. Now, cognitively, we cannot wrap our heads around certain things that happen to us. That is, try to make sense. Why did this happen to me? Was I bad? Or why did such tragedy befall me? Stop trying to find a cognitive understanding about what happened. We can go before God. You can go before God. And you can receive the healing that is in Christ, that is available for you, and that was available for me, and is still currently available for me. But I have to forgive. I have to release that individual who has harmed me in such a terrible manner. And you will find that something, well, if I release that individual, he or she will not be punished. Leave that to God. Stop harming your life. Stop consuming your life. See, unforgiveness is self-consuming. Please understand that. A lack of forgiveness will consume you physiologically. It will weaken your nervous system. It can create heart disease, bitterness, resentment, anger. Unforgiveness is terrible self-harm. Now, you and I have a wonderful and faithful high priest, Jesus Christ, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He is there to forgive you and set you free. Go before the Lord. Take your situation to him. I don't know what it is, or where you have been, or what injustice you have suffered. Take it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lay it before his cross and allow the love of God to address that wound that happened so long ago, and yet it is still present. You can find release. You can find your wholeness, and let God deal with that person who has so injured you. Give up the injury. Give up the identity of the injured one. Be released from the victim identity. Be empowered in Christ so that you can walk in newness of life, so that you can be free, so that you can love and be loved, so that you can accept love, so you can stop trying to figure out how to send people away who want to love you. Open your heart to the new reality of Christ and the love he has for you. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you. Like to talk about. God bless you.